Be ready with Safety Man. Welcome to Safety Man Security Consulting, safetyman.co. Be ready with Safety Man on RVN TV. Be ready with Safety Man on everywhere podcasts are played. Today we're going to talk about what happens if you have a missing juvenile. Missing juvenile is a crisis situation. You want to start as though you're not going to find this child and work your way backwards. The first thing you want to always do when you're out with a child, I recommend it, is you have a camera phone, take a picture of what the child is wearing. We always take pictures every day. Every time you go to the park, the mall, the beach, the store, the movie theater, the doctor's office, send them off to school in the morning, snap a quick picture of what they're wearing. Nice full front picture of what they're wearing. It'll help the police and any law enforcement officers immeasurably help them locate your child. Number two, if you can install a GPS tracking device, like a GPS watch, that's always a good thing. I know it costs more, and some people have qualms about invading privacy, but in certain situations, it may be helpful. If the child is old enough to have a cell phone, make sure you have the location sharing on, so at least you can find out the last place the child was before they were separated from the phone, the phone battery died, or the phone was turned off or destroyed. Always teach your child his or her address, phone number, first and last name of people who can help, and a general idea of where they are. Teach your child to trust law enforcement officers, firefighters, EMS workers. Teach your child not to be afraid to ask for help. Teach your child not to be afraid to yell if something that they don't like is happening. In my history of being a police officer for 25 years, no child has ever been in trouble for yelling and screaming because someone tried to pick him up or put him in a car. So teach your child to stand up for him or herself, ask for help, run from a situation if it seems dangerous, and don't trust a stranger. Now, let's say that moment happens, you're somewhere and you cannot find your child. You want to start immediately enlisting help of strangers and people in the area. You want to look for security officers, store employees, people who have access to cameras, to start immediately backtracking where your child was last seen. It may sound awkward, but start yelling your child's name. Send people to different locations within the area and start yelling your child's name and looking for your child. If it starts to expand more than 5 or 10 minutes and you cannot find your child, you may want to go ahead and call 911. Give the police the accurate description of your child, the location it was last seen, your home address, anybody else who has access to the child, what the child was wearing, and where you specifically are so they can start a point of contact. Now, when law enforcement shows up, don't be offended if they sometimes begin to look at you as a potential suspect. That is how we're trained. We have to quickly rule the reporting party out and make sure that you are a true victim and witness and not a potential suspect trying to cover up a crime or anything. So do not take that personally. Answer their questions, cooperate with law enforcement, and you'll get them moving and be able to send the resources to where they are most effective, out looking for your child. If it's an outside area, again, we want to start narrowing down where the child last was and not contaminating that area with too many people searching until we can get law enforcement, bloodhounds, helicopters, other canine teams, and professional searchers to go check that area to look for your child. These are time-sensitive matters. Make sure you know the status of anyone who might have a custody interest in your child. If there's a contentious issue, your first thing you're going to do is pinpoint the location of that other potential custodial parent or caregiver and make sure that person is aware of the situation and make sure law enforcement is aware of the situation. Additionally, you want to see if you can get something that the child wore recently that has his or her scent in it. That will be very helpful with bloodhounds if they want to do a search, an article search, or a personnel search in the area. Finally, what you want to do is start talking to your relatives, to your friends, to your family, and start asking them if there's anyone who acted unnecessarily close to the child, was probing, was knocking on doors, was asking questions, and so forth, trying to maybe befriend or groom the child for some place. Then check the child's social media. See if there's any scheduled meetups, any people, any adults that were befriending your child on social media. and check all the social media. If you don't understand it, get a professional to look at that child's phone, computer, iPad, tablet, or whatever it is, and forensically dump it to see if they are making plans of running away, if they're making plans of meeting up with somebody, or some other thing. If the police are going to issue an Amber Alert, that means the state police and the FBI are going to get involved. When they get involved, again, they're going to start pushing a lot of buttons and dedicating a lot of resources. They're going to be asking you a lot of questions. Like I said before, don't be offended when that happens. Answer their questions the best you can. It's not that they think you're a suspect. They just have blocks and lines that they have to dot and cross. So to review, one, keep an eye on your child. Two, use technology to keep an eye on your child. Three, take a picture so you have a good description of your child. Four, teach your child how to say no, how to escape, how to run away, who to trust. If you have to do code words or anything like that, get that involved now. Number five, family members, friends, anybody who was there or who last saw the child needs to be interviewed by law enforcement. And number six, social media, make that available for law enforcement. Hopefully we'll never have to use these skills, but if we do, make sure you have an idea. If you need more information, you can go to the National Missing and Exploited Children's website. The National Exploited and Missing Children's website will help give you additional information on how to prevent, deal with, and recover from a missing child. Please be safe and always follow Be Ready with Safety Man on RVN TV and Be Ready with Safety Man everywhere podcasts are heard.